Right now it is time for Dr. Judy Werfman and Food for Mood. Judy, of course, co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. You can also find her right here on Robinhood Radio. And she's also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Good morning, Dr. Werfman.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. And I just want to say for everybody who has awakened this morning having had a good night's sleep, able to go to sleep through the night, wake up refreshed, I think we should just give a moment of gratitude to those among us who are right now trying to go to sleep because they just came back from 8 or 10 hours of shift work from midnight or 11 o'clock, 11 p.m. to early morning, or those who are, trying to get a few hours of sleep before they start working late in the afternoon into the evening hours. And Jill, I've always felt very badly for people who do shift work. In the wintertime, we live across the street from a nursing home, and when I walk my dog in the morning, I see the nurses and the aides leaving and going off home after spending, the night hours when I've been sound asleep working. And I think to myself, how do they do it? It's bright sunshine out. It's warm. The day has just started for us. And they have to go home, pull down their shades, put on maybe something like an eye mask, cut out the sun, hope that their neighbors are not making a big racket or the kids are not running around in a backyard or something making a big racket, and trying to go to sleep for a couple of hours.
I did that for 4 years. I worked a midnight shift from 12 until 6. It's a whole different society. You're right. My bedroom was completely blacked out, and that's why my bedrooms to this day are completely blacked out. When I got back on working days, to this day, my eyes water up during the daytime. But for years, I had to wear sunglasses, even if it was cloudy out when I went back.
What about your body? What about your weight?
My weight went way up when I worked midnights. The only good thing about working midnights is I lived near Woodstock, and we had a house that had a pool. And in the summertime, I could just come out, take a dip in the pool, and sleep in a chaise lounge. But other than that, working the third shift really, 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 people don't understand this, changes your life from, it is no longer even close to a normal life.
And I used to be in a situation where we changed times where we worked, so it is not close to a normal life. And the other thing is, just even more readily, and more recently, when I was in the gallery business, it was Tuesday through Saturday. And it was very interesting, because even something as simple as one day, Tuesday through Saturday against Monday right. through Friday, shows you where your rhythm, your cycle is different than others. And that kind of creates its own universe, because most people can't flip that. It's like, oh wow, if this is different for me, what must it be like for other people? Because we seem so out of the, gee, what must it be like for other people?
You're right. I think all of us, sometimes we have to be awake, jet lag, a sick person in the house, and you're awake all night long. Certainly when you have a baby, you are for months sometimes. But that's going to come to an end, not if you're on shift work. And you're absolutely right, Marshall, that weight gain is phenomenal. You weight gain the weight, and people who are, the graveyard shift, as they call it, have a significantly higher incidence of diabetes and high blood pressure, absolutely high blood pressure. I think one could probably safely say that unless they take steps to compensate for this, they probably have a shortened lifespan, because of all these changes in their medical status due to the fact that they never, never get enough sleep. Perennially, I'm sure you were always sleepy, or, when you were trying to work, and when you were trying to go to sleep, it was always a fight to get yourself to go to sleep when you had to. And the thing that occurred to me, and maybe tell me whether I'm right about this, is that, normally if you have a daytime shift, you come home from work, or whatever you're doing during the day, and you eat your dinner, but you don't go to sleep, an hour afterward. You have the, quote, evening for yourself, for whatever you want to do. Be in, go off to school again, or socialize, or go to a concert, or go to whatever.
No, you're right. I used to come home from work, and I lived in a house that had roommates, and they were getting ready in between in between 7 and 9, they were getting ready and leaving for work. So right. I didn't get to sleep until after 9, and I had to get what sleep I could because they were all back around 3:30, 4 o'clock. And it sounds crazy, but you need extra sleep. And also, it's not only the physical regimen, but it's the social change and how you are part of a different society than the society. Like when you go into work, if you go into work in the daytime to pick up your paycheck eventually, they don't know who you are. It's true because they've never met you. So they don't know who you are. It's an entirely different.
It's like a mirror life, or what I sometimes refer to as a shadow cabinet. You know, you don't hear about these people, you don't see them, but they're definitely there.
That leads to overeating, and it does also lead. I know when I did it back in the '70s, it led to doctors used to prescribe medicine, uppers and downers for you to go to, so you could get to sleep and so you could wake up.
That's exactly right. And I forgot to mention that alcoholism is also a problem because people drink in order to calm themselves down, relax themselves enough to go to sleep. And again, I think the problem is, you know, how do you go from 8 or 10 hours of working, and you're working, and then all of a sudden say to your brain, okay, it's time to shut down, I'm going to sleep. I mean, you're not a dog or cat, you know, that can fall asleep instantly as soon as they find a cushion to lie on. I mean, you are a human being, and your brain is going a million miles an hour. How do you calm yourself down? And the problem is people tend to use alcohol to do that because they feel maybe if they drink enough, they might get drowsy.
Well, all I can tell you, it was a whole different lifestyle and a whole different set of people that you deal with, and from physical to emotional to everything else, and to your eyesight and everything, it changed who you were.
And I would just say to that because there are people who do this very frequently, you should be aware. And you know programs that are tailor-made for people who work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, aren't necessarily the right answer for them.
No, and how do you tell somebody, because you know they are in danger of developing obesity-related medical problems, how do you get these people to eat sensibly when there's no food available because there's nothing but a vending machine? I mean, you obviously have to take your food with you. And again, when you come home in the morning, I mean, Marshall, you had 2 hours, really, in which you had to wait and go to sleep. But if you're lucky, you can, because the house is going to be quiet, go to sleep right away. And, you know, and the point is you should not go on the way, stop on the way home and eat a gigantic breakfast that's filled with fat, you know, the eggs with butter toast and the sausage meats and bacon and what have you, and cream in your coffee, because when you're lying in bed trying to go to sleep, that food is going to be fighting for your attention, and you're not going to be able to. I mean, people should just eat some carbohydrates like a oatmeal or you know, some English muffins on the way home or when they get home, and then pull down the shades and go to sleep and then eat after they wake up. But I think there's very little really useful information, although there's a lot of information out there, that really is going to help people. As you said, like yourself, Marshall, when the best thing people could do was prescribe drugs to keep you awake or put you to sleep.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much. Right.
Thank you for reminding me for a dark time in my life, Judy.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.